Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Samach Vav, and we're holding right at the beginning of the Halakha Perek on daf Samach Hey Amud Beis. And since Richie was deprived yesterday because of scheduling problems of being able to start the Perek off properly, we'll give it to him today with a blast off. Wow.
Yeah,
okay, it's well worth the wait.
Yeah.
Elu Devarim. So we begin Perek Elu Devarim today, and we're talking about the issues of a Pesach that falls out on an Erev Shabbos, but this time, not from the point of view of what we do about the Chometz, which is what we discussed before, but rather what dinim of the Shabbos are nitcha for bringing the Karban Pesach. So first of all, the shechita and the zrika of the carbon. Question whether there's any point in mentioning the zrika. Is there an issue with the zrika that we should need to bring? Some learn shechita and zrika is just agav, like Tosfos. You know, once you mention shechita, you mention zrika. But there are others who tell you that there really is a problem with zrika because of mitaken. So because of the fact that you're being matir, the boser for achila and the carbon for the mizbeach, so it's considered to be a tikkun. And we find many places that there was a takana against tikkun. Okay, but anyway, so the shkita, the zrika, the michui kravav is the cleaning out of the inside of the digestive system, because if you would leave it that way, it would certainly rot, as opposed to simply washing off the outside, which we were talking about before, which you don't do. Remember, we said it's because of that there was a svar that it could easily it'll spoil more rapidly. That was one of the issues we talked about in terms of the scheduling of the Tamid and the Pesach on a Shabbos. So Michui Kravav, as opposed to Hadachat Kravav, Michui Kravav you can do. The Haktara of the Chelev you can do, which is interesting because you certainly could have theoretically done the Haktara of the Chelev tonight. You don't have to do it right then and there because remember, it's kosher to be done all night long. Aval Tziliyato V'hadachat kravav, the actual preparation of the meat and cooking it, and washing off the kravayim, that is not doches haShabbos. How about carrying it and bringing it in from outside of the tchum? So would you be allowed to be markiv it and carry it on your shoulders, bringing it from chutz l'tchum? Would you be allowed to fix a yabelet? A yabelet would be a mum over. And normally, you're not allowed to cut off a wart, even if we're talking about over here, talking about a dried off wart. But you wouldn't be able to cut it off normally because of gozeis. But you could pull it off with your hands, bite it off. So it's possible to be metakenit. But nonetheless, it's not dochinet haShabbat because these are all things that could have and should have been done Erev Pesach. And therefore, we're not matir you to do it on Erev Pesach, I meant Erev Shabbos, because it should have been done before. Rabbi Eliezer says, doesn't matter. They are docha. Bringing it from outside of the tchum, cutting off the yabelet, is docha Shabbos, even though you could have gone ahead and done it before Shabbos. But we're certainly not going to put off the Karban Pesach and prevent you from being zeicha. And nonetheless, even though you could have done it before, you could do it on Shabbos. So now the question is, this discussion, Rabbi Eliezer says, isn't it a kavachomer? If shechita, which is an iser d'oraisa mishum malacha, is able to be done, and your derechas haShabbos, so these issues, which are only osur because of shvus, lo yitchu et haShabbat, why would they not be docha Shabbos, even though they could have been done before Shabbos? Amar lo. So this is, of course, remember that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he personally holds that machshire mitzvah are dochin Shabbos. And any type of machshire, even if it would be a d'oraisa, would be dochin Shabbos. This is his personal shita. But over here, he's tining for you guys who don't believe that, so then at least make a kavachomer to be matter things that are only osur d'rabbanan. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, I don't understand. In a regular yontif, when you were going to make yourself a meal, aren't you going to turn on your fire and you're going to cook your food and you're going to do all of this stuff? I mean, that sounds pretty usher to me. So you could do all of that stuff, right? So you do the shechita and you do the cooking, but other things, let's say, bring that animal mechutz l'tchum. Can you bring the animal mechutz l'tchum to eat it on Yontif? Of course not. So I don't understand. What do you bring me a raya for? It may be that the d'oraisa you're allowed to do, and the rabbanon you're not allowed to do, because those are not things that needed to be done today. Amala Rebbe Eliezer, what the heck? What are you talking about, Yoshua? What are you bringing me a raya from a reshus to a mitzvah? I'm telling you it's docha yontif because of the fact that it's a chiyuv and that you shouldn't lose your ability to bring your korban pesach. And you bring me a raya from the fact that if you feel like eating, so don't you eat? If you feel like eating, so because of that, you should be able to be docha yontif and bring it michutz l'tchum as a drabana. I don't get what you're saying. There's no mitzvah. The Pesach is a mitzvah. That's why it's a kavachomer. Heshiv Rabbi Akiva v'amar. Listen, Rabbi, I mean, hazaatochiach. Let's say a guy needed to become tahor in order to be able to eat his korban Pesach, right? So he needs the hazoya of the Parah Aduma. It came out that his hazoya needed to be done on Erev Pesach. That was the seventh day. And the fact is that if, even though it's a tremendous mitzvah, he's going to be able to bring his korban Pesach, shimishum mitzvah. And it's only usher because of an iser d'rabbanan, because it's similar to be, whether it's metaken, makibapatish, or whether it's a chashash that maybe you'll carry the meipora on Shabbos, whatever it is. This already is there are a lot of steers in that and different shitas. But in any event, it's certainly only usher min rabbanan, and nonetheless, we do not do that. Even for being ma'asher a mitzvah gedola like Korban Pesach, so same thing is true over here. Afatal t'tamei ha'ila. So what's so strange about this? Even though like cutting off the yabelet and so on, even though they may be a big mitzvah and they're only also mishum shvus, it shouldn't be any different than hazoya and not be doras haShabbos. To which Rebbe Eliezer says, "That's great. You bring me a raya for something that isn't true. I disagree with that also." Obviously, if I disagree about these things, like bringing the carbon from outside of the tchum, then I'm certainly going to disagree with the question of the iser of hazoya. Of course, you could do hazoya on Shabbos in order to be yotzi your mitzvah. You decided hazoya is aser, and therefore it proves to me that they should also be aser. I disagree with you about that. Aleani dan. What do you think I'm talking about? I'm talking about that case, aren't I? It's no different than the other cases. It's the same kavachomer. If shchita, which is an iser d'oraisa mishum alocha, it's Deichas HaShabbos. I'm telling you that Hazaya, which is only Mishum Shvut, shouldn't be Deichas HaShabbos. I mean, this makes sense to you? I don't understand what you're talking about. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, well, I mean, maybe we should look at it in exactly the opposite way. Maybe we should say, let's start off with the given, which is that Hazaya is not Deichas HaShabbos. Now, we'll see. That there's a lot that is hidden between the lines over here. And obviously, it isn't meant seriously. Rabbi Akiva was trying to alert Rabbi Yoshua in a nice way to something. But we'll see the sad story about this later. So anyway, so Rabbi Akiva says to him, maybe we should say just the opposite. Maybe we should say, if Hazoya is only Osir because of Shavuos, and it's not Deich HaShabbos or Shechita, which is a Malacha, for sure, shouldn't be Deich HaShabbos. I mean, so maybe we should Osir Shechita, obviously, this is not serious, but we'll see later on why he's trying to say something that appears on the surface weird and what he hoped that Rabbi Eliezer would understand he's really trying to say. Amalo, Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, I think you've lost your mind. But Akarta Mashakatuv Batorah, I understand. We know that it says in the Torah, B'moado. You have to bring that Korban Pesach b'moado, whenever that time is. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbat. So how in the world could you say such a thing? Amar lo, Rebbe. Okay, so you're telling me it's only because of b'moado? Great. Show me the word b'moado, or even the concept of b'moado, that would apply to any of the things that you spoke about, okay? And then I'll agree with you. You could do it on Shabbos. All I'm saying is, if it says b'moado, fine. If it doesn't say b'moado, it's not fine, even if it's only a drabonon. So what are you bothering? So haveli moado le'elu k'moed l'shchita, show me a moed on these things. And in fact, that is the rule. Klal amar Rabbi Akiva. Kol melacha which is not b'moado. You could have done it at any time. She'efshar la'asota me'erev Shabbat. Eino dochata Shabbat. Shechita, which is yefshar la'asota me'erev Shabbat, dochata Shabbat. Tana Rabbanan. Actually, halacha zo nita'alma b'nei b'teira. The b'nei b'teira once forgot the din of... Oh, God. Pa'am achat chal arba'asar liyot b'shabbat. It happened on an Erev Pesach, there was a Shabbos, and they couldn't remember. Shachachu v'lo yaduim Pesach doche at ha-Shabbat. Imlav. What's the din? Are we supposed to do the Shechita on Shabbos or not? Now, the Gemara doesn't say beferish. Are we supposed to do the Shechita on Shabbos? Because, in fact, it's a little bit weird that they didn't know that Shechita is doche, that the Pesach is doche Shabbos. I mean, as the Gemara points out, the Yerushalmi points out, not here, but the Yerushalmi points out that, I mean, this is not something that doesn't occur often enough that the B'Teira should have remembered themselves. What happens? I mean, what you're telling me, in the course of two normal Shvi, 14 years, this is going to happen, and there's no way that they didn't see it happen. So what's going on? So the Yerushalmi says that this was min ha-shamayim, in order, as we'll see, that Hillel should be appointed the Nasi. But there's actually this very interesting Reb Meir Simcha in the Chumash, and some of the Achronim, Bnei Yeshua brings this also over here in Pesachim, that the Shaila that they didn't remember, the Bnei Basera, didn't have anything to do with the Shechita. So it doesn't mention Shechita over here. The question is whether you would be makriv the Emurim. Because the Emurim, you could certainly be makriv tonight. There's no rush to be makriv the Emurim. Tonight it's going to be chol. You're allowed to be makriv the Emure Shabbos b'chol. So what's the problem? You have the whole night long to be makriv the Emurim in the Beis HaMikdash while everybody is eating their Korban Pesach. And that would be okay. So is there any way ahead to be makriv the Emurim? That's what they forgot. So they asked, or others learned, maybe they forgot what the source was. And people were asking them, how do you know? And they realized they had forgotten the Mokar, and that's why they asked. So Omru, Kulum yesh adam sheyodea, im Pesach dochet ha-Shabbat im lav? Does anybody know? Omru lahem, there's somebody that just recently arrived over here in Yerushalayim, and there's this guy who came up from Babel, and his name is Hillel HaBavli. And he was like one of the big talmidim of the two Gedolei Hador, Shemaya and Avtalion. And he for sure knows whether Pesach is Doche Shabbos. So they call him in and they say to him, Klum ata yodeim ha-Pesach doche et ha-Shabbat im lav? Amar lahem, so he says to B'nai B'teira, V'chi Pesach echad yesh lanu b'shana she-doche et ha-Shabbat? What, there's only once a year that Pesach is Doche Shabbos? Got more than 200 psachim, meaning every single Shabbos, which we've got, let's even discounting the Shabbatot on Yom Tov. So we've got 50 Shabbatot in a normal year. On each one of them, we've got two Korban Tomids and two Korban Musafs that it says Beferish should be brought on Shabbos in the Pasuk. For the same reason, as it talks about B'moado, and we do this 200 times a year, not to mention all of the additional korbanos that are brought on the Shabbos, where it says milvad olat ha-tamid and so on, and it compares it, as we'll see later on, to the dinim of the olas tamid. And this is just another example. So the Pesach is another example. Omrulo, I mean, you say so. Minayin lecha, what makes you say that just because it's similar to the korban tamid, how do you know that it's compared to the Talmud? Amar lahem, because it says Moado bePesach. So the lashon of Moado appears Asur haPesach bMoado, and it says Moado in the Korban Tamid Lakriv li bMoado at Korban Lilachmi, right? Tishmuru Lakriv li bMoado. So just like the Moado Amur bTamid Dochet haShabbat, Av Moado Amur bePesach Dochet haShabbat. So I'm telling you that the pasuk. It's telling us that Shabbat vis-a-vis Pesach and Shabbat vis-a-vis the Korban Tamid is exactly the same. It's both of them are b'moado. Not to mention the fact that you should have used your brains, even if you didn't know this drasha, you know. It's a Kal V'Chomer, isn't it? I mean, if a carbon tumid, where there's no isurkaris that's involved, not bringing a carbon tumid, it's not the end of the world. And nonetheless, it's dochet a Shabbat, carbon Pesach, which if you don't bring a carbon Pesach, it's a mitzvah that say that you have karis on it. Eino dinche dochet a Shabbat. So B'nai B'teira, when they heard this, they immediately got up and said, you are the new Nasi. And they made him the Nasi in place of whatever, but maybe it was Rabbi Yeshua ben Batera. There were actually three that are B'nai B'teira, but not clear which one is referring to. But in any event, they immediately appointed him Barosh, Uminu, Nasi Aleihem, and they made him the Nasi on the spot. So this is, again, in the Yerushalmi, Rebbe says, look, anything that I would need to do in life, I could get myself to do, except for what these people did for Hillel. No way. I would never get up and say, okay, you're the new Nasi, I'm an idiot. I couldn't do it. The Yerushalmi compares it to Yonatan, who gave away the Malchus to David with the same joy in his hand. It's like, this is amazing. Like, how could they do that? So, this is an unbelievable Maisa. And it was like not even, but it's interesting, by the way, it's Nogel HaLocha, because the question is, if somebody has a position, so, and they find someone that's better suited for that position, so are you supposed to put the better guy in place for the position? In other words, if this is a halacha, and so what the Rebbe is saying, I couldn't do it. I mean, if I'm a chuyuv to do it, I would do it. So it's actually, the Ramah brings from here that it's not really a halacha. So in other words, they did it as an act of chassidus. But once the person already has the position, so then fine. It doesn't mean that the position is meant to be refilled every time you find somebody that's better. And that's why Rebbe was saying, I couldn't get myself to do it. Okay, but it's interesting. It's a lot of halachic discussion. Anyway, so they put him at the head of the Beis Din, and that day he gave the drasha, the Shabbos HaGadol drasha, all of the dinim, all day long. There he was sitting and being derish, and poor B'nai B'seira sitting there in the audience listening to the new nasi, the drasha of Hillel HaZaken. Anyway, he couldn't risk, he couldn't resist tweaking them a little bit. And he starts making what's the word in Yiddish that they use? Chepening. He starts chepening them in the middle of the drasha. So he says, so what would make people that were Nasiim forget a simple halacha, huh? What do you think that is? I'll tell you. Here comes this guy out of Bavel, and he displaces the people over here. Then, you're not embarrassed. You're a bunch of lazy bones, because you knew that there were two gedolei ador, Shmaya v'Avtalion, in Bavel, and you should have made the trip to learn from Shmaya v'Avtalion. So then they asked him another shaila, Amrula. I know the Rebbe was very disturbed at how they should go, how he should tell them they should come to Bavel. I mean, I thought the people in Eretz Yisrael would hate everybody that didn't come up from Bavel. But I mean, what he's saying over here is to make the trip to learn. He's not, you're allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz in order to be able to learn Torah. Then you go back. V'yachzor l'mekomo. So Amru Los, and then they asked him, Rebbe, what would we do if Shachach v'lo evi sakin mi'erev Shabbat mahu? So is there a way to get the knife on Shabbos into the Beis Hamikdash? Now, this is Mashmas Tosis points out that there would be a problem of carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh HaYochid. But didn't we have back in Erevin that Yerushalayim is considered to be a Rosh HaYochid because of the doors? And he answers the same way we answered the end of Shabbos, that after there were pirtzot, after they had made the breaks in the walls, so then there was bedavka, there was no walls. And because of that, it was back to its original din, and it was Rosh HaSarabim. So there, Hillel had to admit, Now, listen, it's not because Shmaya Vavtalia didn't teach it. Darn it, they did teach it, but I forgot. I don't remember what they said. But they definitely did. You could have come and you could have learned it. So Halakha Zusha, this is quite embarrassing. As the Gemara says that this happened because of the way that he was chaperoning them in the middle of the drusha. So because of this, he sort of got a slap over the face that he forgot the halakha. Anyway, so, but he said to them, look, Hanach Lehem Le Yisrael, Im ein neviim hein, b'nei neviim hein. Look, they may not be neviim themselves, but they're definitely b'nei ha-neviim. B'nei ha-neviim, as the Rambam learns, means not that they're the children of neviim, but that they're always oisek in becoming miskarev to neviim. Right? That's the idea of the b'nei ha-neviim is considered to be the talmidim of the neviim. In which case, I would suggest that since being a navi has absolutely nothing to do with knowing what the halacha is, of whether you're allowed to carry a sakin, because if a navi comes to you and says, the good Lord told me to carry the sakin on Shabbos, we'll shecht him, because we know that the good Lord does not tell Nevi'im what the din is. So what in the world is the difference if these guys are b'nei Nevi'im, right? So l'chora, the pashtas is that since the whole metzias of the giving of the Torah on Har Sinai is a process that enables the person to continue to grow and ultimately was an event of Nevi'is in the ultimate sense, which was the everybody hearing the Maisha Maisha and so on. So the very fact that they are B'nai Nevi'im means that their Hiskarvus, the Torah, is such that you could be certain that there's a collective memory about the reality of what a halacha is. And that's the fact that they were all on Har Sinai and continue to share that level of consciousness in aggregate. And sure enough, the next day, which was Shabbos, Misha Pischo Tles, someone who had forgotten his sake, and he had a sheep. So he would take the knife, stick it into the wool, because the wool is very thick, and then he would just let the sheep walk with it into the Beis HaMikdash. And Misha Pischo Gedi, now obviously goat doesn't have that kind of wool, so then he would put the knife Bein Karnav, he would stick the knife between its horns till it was tight, and then the goat would carry it. And at that moment, Hillel saw, and he remembered immediately, Ra'am Ma'asev and Iskar Halachavi Amar. Oh, exactly. That's what they said. Kach Mikublani, this is exactly what Shmaya Vavtalion had taught me. Okay, so let's take a look over the braisa step by step. First of all, you said, Nemar Mo'ado B'Pesach, Nemar Mo'ado B'Tamid, just like the Mo'ado B'Tamid is Dochas HaShabbos, so to the Mo'ado HaMur B'Pesach Dochas HaShabbos. Now, this is a very strange thing, because elsewhere there are Tanoim that learn from the word Mo'ado itself the fact that it's Dochas HaShabbos. So B'Mo'ado means, the Lashon of the Gemara is, B'Mo'ado Afilu B'Shabbat, B'Mo'ado Afilu B'Tumah. So in other words, the Torah is insisting, get this done. From where we learn out that if we're talking about the Korban Tamid, even if the tzibur is tameh, bring the carbon tameh. If it's Shabbos, bring the carbon tameh, right? Now, obviously, if you, Hillel, needed to first teach me a gzera shava, that the Mo'ado creates a gzera shava to the din of tameh from Pesach, so then obviously you don't believe that Mo'ado per se is the source of the halacha. But if Mo'ado per se is not the source of the halacha, then I don't know what the source of the halacha is by tameh either. So why are we taking Tamid for granted? So Tamid Gufei Minolan de Dochi Shabbat. I mean, obviously it's not because it says B'Mo'ado, because Pesach Nami Aktibe B'Mo'ado, and you didn't accept that. So what is Mo'ado? Clearly you don't believe means Mo'ado Afilu B'Shabbat or Mo'ado Afilu B'Tumah. So then the same thing would be true by the Korban Tamid, you wouldn't believe it. Ha'kanami Mo'ado is not Mashmalei Elo Amakra, Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato al Olat HaTamid. Okay, it says very clearly, you need to bring your Olat HaTamid even though you're bringing your Mutzaf of Shabbos of Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato. So you brought your Korban today. That's for sure. Now, once I know that, then the Mo'ado, which is the Gzeirah Shava, tells me the same thing is true by the Korban Pesach. Okay, and then you said that Hillel told them, look, and besides that, it's a Kavachomer. If the Korban Tomid, which is not a Kli of Kores, if you miss it, is Doche Shabbos, Pesach Shalnush Karet Eno Din Shadoche Ata Shabbat. Now, that's not a very good Kal V'Chomer, Because Ika LaMifrach, you could always say, no, Tamid, of course, is much more chomer than a Korban Pesach. For two very important reasons that have a lot of weight when it comes to the dinim of Kachim. Namely, Tamid is both Tadir. Remember, anything that happens more often, the Tadirut itself is a reason why we are more able to be docha things for it, more able to be find chumras in it. Not to mention the fact that the Korban Tamid is an Oila, and it goes up entirely on the Mizbeach. And that makes sense that we should say it should be Dorcha Shabbos. It's going entirely to the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Mashenkin, the Korban Pesach, which you're going to be eating yourself, that should be Dorcha Shabbos. This makes sense to you. It's a Kal V'Chomer. It's a pretty poor quality Kal V'Chomer. So Kal V'Chomer, you're right. Of course, Hillel didn't really rely on the Kal V'Chomer. And the fact is that he obviously, once he knew the Gzeirah Shavah, I mean, what's the point to mention the Kal V'Chomer? So he must have told them the Kal V'Chomer first. And then they told him, doesn't make any sense. And then he told them the Gzeirah Shavah. Understand? So if he knew the Gzeirah Shavah, why in the world did he mention the Kal V'Chomer? I mean, the Gzeirah Shavah is something you don't make on your own. Gzeirah Shavah, you have to learn from your Rebbe. And he had already been makabel this Gzeirah Shavah from Shmaya Vavtalya. So you should just tell them, I was makabel. You guys never went to learn, and therefore you weren't makabel. And I was. So here's the solution. What are you talking about a Kal V'Chomer for? No, he was telling them, look, you guys may be too lazy to have gone down and to learn from Shmaya Vavtalya, and that's why you don't know the Gzeirah Shavah. But anyway, it's a dumb question, he's telling them. You should have figured out that it's a Kal V'Chomer. L'didu Karmarlo, he says, look, I know there's a Gzeirah Shavah. You guys don't know the Gzeirah Shavah. Okay, so Bishlam Gzeirah Shavah lo gamritu. That's because a person doesn't have a right to create a Gzeirah Shavah on his own. You have to mekabel that from a Rav. But the Kal V'Chomer, that Adam Dan Me'atzmo, you're supposed to figure out a Kal V'Chomer on your own. Why didn't you make this Kal V'Chomer? That they answered it. That the Kal V'Chomer is a Kal V'Chomer Pricha. It really doesn't make sense. Getting to the next piece of the Braisa. L'mochar mishapischo tle, tochev lo bit samro, yedi tochev lo ben karnav, and so on and so forth. Hold on a second. That's a big no-no. How are you allowed to use a korban to do work with? V'ka ovid avoida b'kachim? Aren't you? It says lo ta'avod b'chor shorecha, and we learn out from that that doing any malacha with a behemas hegdash is osur. So how is it possible that they would use it in this way? No, it wasn't kodesh. Everybody was doing the approach of Hillel Hazaken in not making the korban kodesh before you actually brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. And that way there would be no problems of me'ila. Because that's one of the things that Hillel was very makbid on, and he never would make his korban kodesh when he owed the korban. First, he would bring the behemah, and he would be makdish it right before he did the shechita. And that way, nobody, it says, mi'amav, amrolav al Hillel, mi'amav lo ma'al adam ba'olato. Nobody ever ended up being nichshal in a korban that he was bringing. He would first bring it as chulin to the Azara. There's all kinds of discussions. How could you bring Chulun LaHazara? Now, Lamaisa, most Rishonim hold, there's no Isser bringing Chulun LaHazara. There's only an Isser of doing something to Chulun in the Azara, which makes it appear that it was treated as a carbon. There's no Isser in simply bringing in Chulun LaHazara. I mean, what about all those bottles of Heinz ketchup that they used to keep in the Azara for Kohanim who couldn't eat anything without ketchup and so on? So, and that the Gemara says for sure is mutter. We learn that out from the Lemashcha, the Gedula. I mean, if you like ketchup, well, maybe it would have to be something a little bit more fancy than ketchup to be the Gedula. But anyway, they definitely had things that were chulin. So, I mean, Bepash, there's no Isser bringing things to chulin. Those who hold that there's a real problem held that what it was that Hillel would do is a minute before bringing it into the Azara, he would make it chulin. Okay, anyway. Then he would be makdishet, then he would do smicha and do shechita on the spot, and there was not even any time to do me'ila. So the same thing over here also. But wait a minute. I thought you're not allowed to be magdish things on Shabbos. So Pesach b'Shabbos hechimotzi magdish leit. Doesn't it say beferish in the Mishnah that this is the Mishnah in Beitza that ein makachin, ein marichin, ein macharimin, ein magbin trumas and maestros, even on Yontif, koshik and b'Shabbos. And therefore, since all of these things are similar to masav amatam, there are change in rishus from your rishus to hechdish, or they're changing the status of the Kedusha and so on. So you shouldn't do that because it's similar to Daber Davar, and therefore it should be Usser. So how come it was Mutter to be Magdish? Isn't that just a bigger problem, isn't it? Says the Gemara, no. It's only true about things that are Chovot She'in Kavu Olam Zman. That's another one of the differences between having a B'moed. If this is something that needs to be done today, then the same way that the thing itself can be brought on Shabbos, it can also be Mugdash on Shabbos. The Omar Rebbe Yochanan, Magdish Adam B'Pischo B'Shabbat, or you can bring your Korban Chagiga on Yontev, and you can be Magdish because it's a Chiyah for that day. Okay, fine. So forget about the fact that the animal is Hekdash. It's not Hekdash. You're allowed to carry with an animal on Shabbos? Isn't that an Isser D'Oraisa that's called Mechamer Achar Behem Tov? And that is also an Isser of Shabbos. So how in the world would you be allowed to do that? V'lo mechamer. It is mechamer, but it's mechamer kela acher yad. Basically, these animals, these are not, did you ever see anybody putting a backpack on a sheep? Does it say anywhere that Mary had a little lamb and everywhere that Mary meant the lamb was sure to carry her books to school? No. Wouldn't that have been absolutely an important thing to say? That it was such a loyal lamb that you could actually make sure that your lunch was on its back and so on. Why did that never show up? Because you don't use lambs for carrying. So if that's the case, they might even have shut down, especially with the Democrats, they might have shut down the poem if it would have said anything like that, abusing lambs, my God. So anyway, it's clear, therefore, that it's not the normal derech of doing things. So if it's not the normal derech, it's mechamer kalachar yad, it's mutter. Okay, wait a second. It's not mutter. It's mechamer lachar yad, so it's not an issur d'oraisa. But isn't it an issur d'rabbanan? Nihidi issur d'oraisa leka. What happened to the issur d'rabbanan of doing things even shelo kederech? That was exactly what it was that they were asking Hillel. It was actually quite a sophisticated question. And I know the Kaboyimine, so this is exactly what they wanted to know. We understand, we've discussed the fact that you can't do a Derabbanan. We did, we talked about Hazoya, we talked about all these other things that would be Sura Derabbanan, and we said you can't do that. Okay, I understand. But what we want to know is, this is a unique case. The reason it's a unique case is because a Dovar Sheyesh Heter Min HaTorah, and the Dvar Shvut Omeid Lefanav Lo Okro Kila Achar Yad. Basically, the entire issue over here is the fact that there is something that I'm going to be doing. If you take a look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Girsan of Rabbeinu Chananel is V'dvar Shvut Kila Achar Yad Omeid Lefanav. So now that means what we're saying is that where the shvus is not a regular shvus d'rabbanan, it's a shvus that is itself a gezeira because of kila achar yad, as a standing thing, then that's not something that d'rabbanan instituted as a specific iser. And since it wasn't instituted as a specific iser, I want to know whether the aspect of kila achar yad, does that itself stand keneged b'mokam mitzvah? Is it the same as a normal drabbanan, or is it even more kal because of its kila achar yad, and therefore would be mutter? That's the way that apparently Rashi learns it, Rabbeinu Chananel learns it, and that the issue would be nogea, the fact that this is dafka, a lamb, dafka, a sheep, or a little goat, so it's a kid, and therefore it doesn't usually carry. This, by the way, I forgot who says this, but one of the Achronim point this out very beautifully, that if you take a look in Rashi, when Rashi talks about, we said before, besides all of the karbonas on the Shabbos that comes out on Pesach and the Shabbos that comes out on Sukkot, remarkably, Rashi only counts the number of korbanos that are sheep. It's like really weird. He talks about the 14 korbanos. Well, understand, what about the poreach chag? No, he says, there's always 14. So that's because a cow is used for burdens. A bull is used for burdens. So because of that, maybe that's goofy why he didn't count that, because we were only, it's a very cute diak. Okay, but anyway, I just want to point out to you that there's another issue over here, which is that the kila achri yad itself, which is a normal gezerah, is itself being done kila achri yad, which is the other way to read it. It's an issur d'rabbanan where the issur d'rabbanan is kila achri yad. So in other words, the issur d'rabbanan is a standing element of utilizing a sheep to carry something. Even if I'm using a sheep to carry something, I mean, I'll put the backpack on it. I got to stick something into its wool. That would be a kila achri yad even for a person who would normally be carrying something and he puts it into his hair. I mean, that's not considered to be the derech of hatzah. So maybe that's the issue. In other words, is the kila achri yad? Because why then do we make such a fuss about the fact that everybody put it into the wool or put it between the horns? And why don't we just talk about the fact that it's not normal for a kid to be carrying a backpack? Right? So it could be that there's a double issue over here, that the Isser Shvus of Kila Achri Yad is itself being done, Kila Achri Yad. So anyway, to answer them, Hillel said to them, oh, that I have to admit, I was taught that halacha by my rabbein, who you should have gone down to be Mishamish, and I forgot. But Anichulam Liyisrael, Imei Nevi'imein, B'nei Nevi'imein. Says Rabbi Yudah Merav, you know what you see from here? If somebody has one instant of acting with gaiva, he's punished. Even if, it's not that it's a punishment, it's a metzias. Gaiva makes it impossible for you to think straight, because chachma is a function of objectivity. And the moment that it becomes a question of your personal das, then you're back to the Eitz HaDas again. So the moment it's coming through your eyes, it's by definition, you're not going to be able to figure things out anymore, because you can only see the things that you think. And since you haven't thought of this, you don't know anything about it. So, boom, there goes all of your chokhmah, is useless. Look what happened to poor Hillel. So because he had that sense of, I'm better than you, when he was talking to them, all of a sudden, it's going through his eyes, and he suddenly becomes an idiot. Gee, I don't know, I don't remember. How is that possible? So im chachamu, chachmato mistaleket bimeno, immediately loses his chachma. Im navihu, nivuato mistaleket bimeno. And because the only thing that allows you a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this of course is called a Torah Kula, is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is on of Mikol Adam. Any element that wouldn't be on of Mikol Adam wouldn't be Torah. So that's the whole point of that whole story, is to bring that out, that Ha'ish Moshe was completely without ego. The moment that anything starts acting with ego, we're going to talk about in a moment, the aspect of ego from a Freudian point of view or from the point of view of the Gemara over here, which turns out to be very different, as we'll see. So if he's mityaher, so then he'll lose his chokhmah, he'll lose his nevias. We know this story from Shmuel brings out very clearly, im chachamu chokhmato mistaleket bimenu, that I know from Hillel. Take a look at the way it's arranged over here. He starts chepening them. And that's immediately afterwards it says, and where do you see that if you're a Navi, you lose your Naviut? That we know from Dvorah. Until the great Dvorah came along. Shekamti aim be Israel. And what happens to Dvorah after she puts down everybody that was there before her? So right afterwards it says, Uri, Uri, Dvorah, Uri, Uri, Dabrishir. Why did she have to wake herself up? Because her brain wasn't working anymore. So she's saying, yeah, I need to get back to life over here. Obviously her Nevias had been mistalekas, and now she needed to reassert it. So because of the way that she spoke, which was Bederach Gaiva, it caused her to forget her nevias. Reish Lakish says, "Kol adam shekoes im chachamuhu chachmato mistaleket bimenu, im navihu nevuato mistaleket bimenu." The same thing is true of anger. Because anger as well is something that only makes sense from the point of view of the organism. But now there's going to be a big difference, as we'll see. And when it comes to Kol HaMisyaher, we view the Kol HaMisyaher as being a function of the individual's consciousness of self. Masha Inkein Ka'as we view as being something that is an assertion of elements that are part of his biology, as opposed to Yehirus. So what Rish Lakish is saying is that allowing yourself to be ruled by the inappropriateness of the biological responses, which includes the Kas, and those are aspects that are all part of your basic drives, that kind of thing is also going to be gorem to siluk of chachma, siluk of nevuah, but we'll see that it does worse. So im chachamu chachmato mistaleket emenu, you see this from Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, actually it's more than one place, but in a place where it's most obvious. It says, vayiktsof Moshe al pkudei achoyo, uchti vayomer al azara kohen al anshei atzava baim lemelchama, zot chukat ha-torah asher tzivah Hashem et Moshe. So on the way back with from the Chemes Midian, and where Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry at them, what? Achyitim kol nekeva, etc., etc. And because of that, all of a sudden we see that Elazar HaKohen has to step up to tell the people the halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu had taught him, and somehow Moshe was not able to teach it to everybody. It's unbelievable. So he needed a substitute instantaneously as soon as he got angry. So Michlal de Moshe Yalamine, he forgot. And you see that if he's a Navi Neviyato, Nevuato Mistalakimimeno, that's from the story of Elisha. Because Elisha says, Lulei Pnei Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, Ani Nosei Mabit Elecha Amim Ar-Eka. So over here we're talking about where Yehoram had gotten together with Yehoshaphat. And they were all fighting together with allies. They were all fighting the same war against Moab, and it was a disaster. They didn't have any water. They were going to wipe out the entire force. Mamash a disaster. And they needed help from Elisha. And so they asked Elisha to save them. And he said, I want you to know this disgusting fool over here of Yehoram, I wouldn't even look at him if it wouldn't be for the fact that he was there with Yehoshaphat. And right afterwards, we see that Elisha was unable to be misnave because he needed to call up the Rebbe and say, Kechuli minagein, vayakin agena minagein, only then vati alav yad Hashem. So it only got Nevius at that moment back. So apparently we see that because he allowed himself to be angry, he lost it. Omer Rabbi Moni Bar Patish, it's worse than that. Kol ha-ko'es, afilu poskin alav gedula min ha-shamayim moridin oto. He may have been given a psak of gedula, even maybe to be the melech of Yisrael. It's the moment that he's ko'es, he's finished. And it will be removed from him. How do we know that? From the story of Eliyav. Now, what happens with Eliyav? Eliyav is like the most impressive son of Yishai. And Shmuel HaNavi, when he comes and he's told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go ahead, you'll find one of the sons of this Yishai. You'll see that he's the Melech. He sees Eliyav and he says, wow, what a Melech. This guy is amazing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, ugh, I hate this guy. He's disgusting. Fine. So what was the story? The story over there was that when David had come up to the war and had brought up the things from the father and the Gittin old story, and this chutzpah nyak of a giant who thinks that just because he knows how to say fi, fi, fo, fum, he's able to go ahead and be mavaza the shame, and he's going around and he's talking to people. Anyway, Eliyahu overhears him. And he completely loses it because he's talking literally, it's like straight out of like a four-year-old talking to a kid brother, right? So here's this gadol that's right to be a melech, and he's telling him, "Vayichar af Eliyahu David," and says, "You little jerk, lama zeh yaradata? You know, what are you doing here? Amina tashtema atat sona ina b'midbar. You know, you got your life, little kid. your life is a couple of sheep, you know. You're such an idiot that daddy gave you a couple of sheep to keep you busy. Now all of a sudden your hot stuff coming up here. I know what kind of rotten kid you are and what a lousy heart you have. You just wanted to come watch everybody get shot. You know, so this whole business, like now you're making yourself hot stuff up. This is unbelievable, right? That we should have. This is somebody that's royed to be a Melech Yisrael, you understand? But he's a two-year-old talking to a kid brother. That's incredible. And as it says, that when Shmuel went to do the Mashicha on every one of the other children, it says, Lo b'zeh b'char Hashem. No. This isn't the right one. This isn't the right one. Until finally he has to ask, is there anybody maybe that you haven't showed me? Well, we've got this embarrassing kid that we leave outside. Bring him in. But, you know, he's the one that takes care of the sheep. And fine, that's the one. But there was only one of them that Hashem gives a whole discussion. Vayomer Hashem el Shmuel. This guy, Eliav? Don't take a look at him just because he's so tall and he looks so chashev. Because he disgusts me. Now that lashon of mastiu obviously means that he once was by choice, right? Like we have by Shaul, he was once the choice, and now he disgusts you. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says somebody disgusts him. Mastiu means that I had chosen him, and now I can't take him anymore. So you see that because he was nichshal in the kas. Because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually going to take away the gedula that was nifsak to him. So, I mean, I think that, I know I'm taking more time than I should, but I just think this is tremendously chashuv nekuda, because it means that there is a tremendous difference. Like, you have to ask yourself, how is it possible that we would have that level of a response to a kid brother? Where does that come from? It doesn't come from something that is gaiva or anything like that. It comes from these very, very primal kind of things that develop in your psychology, which I mentioned before in the Shir of Avelut. I mentioned that that is part of the nature of siblings being insane. It's not part of the development of their gaiva. It's actually part of the development of their biology. So because of that, it has a much deeper impact. And because of that as well, I mean, you can understand if that's the issue, then we're looking in the wrong direction to really have the insight into the brothers of Yosef. We need to look to the nature of psychology and not to the nature of the development of deis, but rather the way that deis are tolerant of failures in psychology. But there's also another very important nekuda, which is in terms of the dinim of avelus, which is that in the same way that the Avelut focuses on the elements of biology that are the real connection in Avelut, as opposed to the higher level, so to speak, relationships, which are functions of gaiva and are functions of ego, and that is something that emerges from those lower level issues, the psychological issues, by the same token, remarkably, it means that Avelut itself is meant to provide an insight into the malfunctioning of sibling psychology. Because it's exactly coming from exactly the same marker. The moment you need to realize what the connection is, you also need to understand how that level of connection could be so insane in the course of a lifetime. I think that gives like a tremendous new perspective on the question that so many people face in terms of relationships at a moment of avelus, because that they're confused by the fact that the relationship wasn't a good relationship, so they're feeling guilty or whatever they're feeling. But the reality is that it's the avelut per se that is restorative on all levels, both of the perspective and of the understanding of oneself and of the understanding of the other. So I just felt, I know I'm taking up your time, but I just felt it was such an important nekuda that it was kedai to, and I had missed it before. I didn't say it at the time of the shir, and I realized I should have. So, okay. Anyway, so I'm not
gonna, so Rebbe, are we saying this kin is not the kin of Kitov of Breishit? It's a different type of kin entirely when it comes to siblings.
Yeah, it's a different type of. I don't know what you're referring, but we need to go. You write it in the daf, okay? Sorry, I didn't really catch what you're asking. Anyway, so meanwhile, we find that Pesach and Tamid are Dorcha Shabbos. What bothers me is that since you have found an alternative reason for there being Dorcha Shabbos, then you're going to need to find an alternative reason for them to be Dorcha Tuma. Because if you don't understand that the word B'moado itself means B'moado Afilo B'Shabbos, then you don't understand that B'moado means B'moado Afilo B'Tuma. So now I don't know how you know that. Because later on, we're going to see that the Gemara simply takes for granted that B'moado includes both of these things. There's Docha Tum and Docha Shabbos. Well, that's not true according to you. It says the Gemara. Correct. But in the same way that the Gezeirah Shavah allows me to learn out Pesach from Tamid to be Docha Shabbos, it allows me to be learning out Tamid from Pesach that it's Docha Tuma. And I do have very good Mekoros that Pesach is Docha Tuma. How? Pesach Uf Binalan, where is that from? How do you know that? Rabbi Yochanan, that's because in the din of Pesach Sheni, it says, Ish kiyeh tamei lanefesh, that proves that only an individual, Ish, is nitchel lepesach Sheni. But a tzibur, if a tzibur is tamei, then they're not nitchel lepesach Sheni. So that proves to me, what do? They're avdei betuma. They bring their carbon pesach betuma. And that would mean that the same thing would be true of a carbon tamid. If the tzibur was tamid, they would bring the carbon tamid bituma. That's how we know it. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, how do you know that? Maybe what it's coming to tell me is, Ish tells me that an individual who is tamid is nitchel pesach sheni, but a tzibur does not have an option of pesach sheni, and they can't bring the carbon at all. How do you know it means the opposite? Maybe tzibur let takanta, lo bepesach rishon, lo bepesach sheni. I don't think this is a good raya, because you're taking too much for granted. Ela amr b'shesh lakish, I'll tell you how I know it. It says, v'yishalchu min ha-machaneh kol tzorua v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh, and yomro tamei meisim, as we're going to see, it's more chomer for zavin u'metzoroim, because it's tuba yotzim emigufa. It shouldn't even have to mention zavin u'metzoroim. And then it would be obvious if even Tmei Meisim or Mishtalkim Chutzlamachana Korshikain Zavin Umitzoroim to be concluded tomorrow.